who's GM's new leader, and why him?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. When General Motors said yesterday it made more than $1 billion from April to June, the company added a surprise announcement. CEO Ed Whitaker is leaving GM just as it prepares for what might be the biggest public stock offering in U.S. history. Marketplace's Jeff Horwich explains the move.
Whitaker has been the face of GM through a major turnaround, from bankruptcy and government bailout to more than $2 billion in profits so far this year. But he made clear he didn't plan to be GM's leader for the long haul. He never even moved from San Antonio to Detroit. With a critical stock offering coming up, GM's board reportedly decided to put its long-term face forward. That's Daniel Akerson, a telecom industry veteran put on GM's board by the U.S. government, which owns about two-thirds of the company. He's known as quiet, but also fierce and decisive, with a taste for dramatic change. Dave Cole of the Center for Automotive Research says that management style lines up with the culture at GM since its bankruptcy.
The game has changed absolutely dramatically. It's a 180-degree shift in a relatively short time that in many respects is absolutely amazing.
Akerson takes over in September. The CEO change could delay GM's stock offering. That might disappoint the Obama administration, which is pushing to recoup its $50 billion investment sooner rather than later. I'm Jeff Horwich for Marketplace.
And speaking of stock offerings, let's do the numbers. Europe's markets have turned slightly lower this morning, even though we just learned its economy is growing at the fastest pace in 4 years, with Germany leading the way. Most Asian markets were up today. Wall Street, however, has put together a three-day losing streak. Cisco Systems tumbled 10% yesterday after it issued a dour outlook. And the Dow Industrials lost 59 points, about 0.5%. That adds up to a drop of 300-plus points in the last 3 days. The closing mark, 10,319. Kids are going back to school this month across the country, and some of them will be returning to leaky roofs and bigger classes. School budget cuts have hit hard. Even though Congress just approved $26 billion to help save teachers' jobs, reporter April Demboski tells us it will not close all the gaps.
Schools usually try to make cuts that will have the least impact on student learning. They'll alter the thermostat or reroute school buses, maybe cut down on supplies. Noelle Ellerson of the American Association of School Administrators says this year it's way worse.
So the fact that it's so widespread that teachers are being cut, classroom sizes being increased, summer schools are being eliminated, and they're looking at altering the school year calendar shows you that it's pretty bad.
Even the smaller cuts have an effect. Jennifer Reed teaches middle school English and history in the San Francisco Bay Area. She says even the decision not to update a software program can slow students down.
I see students having to save their documents at home as an older version of that software so they can open them at school. These are little things, but they turn out to be a pain in the neck.
The economy is showing signs of stabilizing, but Noelle Ellerson says it could take another year and a half before schools start to return to fiscal health. I'm April Demboski for Marketplace.
The big database software company Oracle is suing Google for patent infringement. Oracle says Google's mobile phone operating system, Android, infringes on Oracle's patented Java technology. No comment yet from Google.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. And by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
There's a report out this week that makes you think maybe the money you have stashed in a safe place is not so safe after all. Marketplace's economics correspondent Chris Farrell is here with a little warning. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Bill.
So the rating agency Moody's reports that when the financial crisis hit, more than a third of this country's biggest money market funds had to be propped up. And these are the funds that are supposed to be really safe, Chris, so safe they're almost like cash.
Well, that's right. Money market mutual funds invest your money in short-term company IOUs, treasury bills, agency paper, short-term bonds. Look, it's stuff that's so safe. The value of your dollar in that fund is never to drop below a dollar. So you get an interest payment, and then you can always get your dollar back.
Right. That's the theory. That's why it was such
That's
a big
the
deal. Yes. Remember, when Lehman Brothers went bust in the fall of 08, a money market fund that Lehman owed a lot of money to fell below the dollar. It broke the buck.
It broke the buck. It was no longer worth a dollar. And according to this new report, there were a lot of major funds that could have broken the buck. Now, the companies that owned them bailed them out. Plus, we had the U.S. Treasury come up with an emergency fund that sort of stopped the equivalent of a bank run on the money market mutual funds.
Isn't that reassuring then, Chris? Hey, these companies and the government will prop up my money market funds. Keep it safe.
Well, here's the thing. This is your safe money. This is the money you don't want to take any risk with. You know, you earn a little bit of interest on it, but nothing more than that. So yes, the company stood up this time. Yes, the company stood up the last time. But what about the next time? They have a moral obligation, but not a legal obligation? I don't know. That makes me nervous.
Not safe sounding. So what am I supposed to do? Stuff my mattress with cash?
You know, I have to tell you, Bill, I love the full faith and credit of the federal government. For your safe money, treasury bills, FDIC insurance, the equivalent for credit unions. Put your money where the government is backing it.
Okay. Clear advice from Marketplace's economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Bill.
And finally, here is the entire week's business news in a Marketplace minute. The Federal Reserve is amassing the nerve to do mortgage buying again. China is slowing the rate that it's growing. The dollar is trailing the yen. GM's making money. Its forecast is sunny. That's good for Obama, I'd guess. Now he can tell voters his General Motors investment has been a success. And then there's the case of JetBlue, where apparently one of the crew saw a passenger grab in the overhead cabin and bid her a vulgar adieu. Having settled the verbal dispute, he displayed a one-finger salute and, for his finale, took beer from the galley and popped the emergency chute. The trade deficit's up. This summer's World Cup gave sales a push at Anheuser-Busch. A scandal has freed up the head of HP, and I'll see you at Marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. Download our Midday Update podcast in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.